Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host of amazing authors and brilliant books. And boy, do we have an amazing author today. I'm excited to introduce our leading lady, as our topic today is on marketing your way to the bestsellers list, which is where I think for all of us as authors, we want to be, right? Depending on what bestsellers list it is. And I am absolutely delighted that our leading lady today is one of our newest Amazon bestsellers in Women Lead Publishing. I'm introducing all of you to the muy infamoso Becky Launder. She is the author of 52 Tips, Build a Thriving Direct Sales Business. So Becky, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello.
And welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you, Miss Amazon bestseller. Have you been able to get your arms around that yet, that you are an Amazon bestseller now? Do you, like, walk taller and, like, smile bigger and all of it now that you're a bestseller?
I think so. I'm going to have to start updating my bio and fix up my LinkedIn and all of that good stuff.
I think that is so awesome. Well, congratulations on that, because I think there's so many women, Becky, that want to do a book. And I from everything I know about the process and, you know, how you work together with your book, I got a ton of questions for you, and I'm hoping you'll entertain.
Yay.
I'm hoping we can educate our listening audience. But, you know, I mean, I'd love for you to kind of share. I mean, where did you first come up with your book idea? Or how long, you know, I guess a bigger question is, how long have you been thinking about doing a book before you actually got it done?
Oh, gosh, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, because it was kind of a new idea for me. I haven't always wanted to write a book. That wasn't something necessarily on my bucket list per se, but I was able to connect with Bethany Kelly with Women Lead Publishing at a networking event last year. And she shared the concept of the 52 Tips book. And, you know, I have a blog and a training website, and I produce a lot of content for my community, and really started thinking about it and figured I might as well put it into a book, because I already have all this great content going out over all different kinds of mediums. So maybe I should just throw it together. So that's really what I did at the end of last year. I wrote the whole thing from start to finish, probably over, you know, a month and a half, 2 month period. So it was
wow.
A really quick decision and quick production time. It was great.
I love it. And you're a quick girl from what I know. You get things done. You've got a beautiful site. And we have a link to your website as well. But, you know, talk to us a little bit about what you do in business. And then I want to kind of go through the type of book that you ended up writing, because it's a little different than normal books. But if you can share, I mean, I know you're in the direct sales business. It's like you're a marketing consultant and a team builder. You know, you have your own company. But, you know, talk to us about your specialty and niche as a small business owner. I mean, I find it fascinating. So I think our listeners will too. But tell us a little bit more about how you got into the, you know, direct sales business and consulting other direct sellers.
Sure. So, I mean, for me, I kind of fell into direct sales. A lot of people have a similar story. You know, I was working my 9-to-5 in a marketing strategy corporate job for a leadership training company, and I really was loving it. And I had two babies. And after my second one, I wanted to find something that was flexible. So I was able to really make my own schedule, and at the same time, kind of got into direct sales, and it really just took off from there. So it was able to replace my income in my corporate job and give me the opportunity to work with other women that are building similar businesses. And, I spend a lot of my time in the field in direct sales, coaching and training my team. And at one point it just occurred to me, you know, that I'd be able to reach a much broader audience if I just put it out there on a website and made that training content public. You know, the more the merrier. If I'm already doing the work, I might as well, you know, share what I've learned with others that are in the industry. So it really just kind of took off from there. And, yeah, I get the privilege of, you know, sharing courses and website templates and email marketing templates with other direct sellers, not only in my own company, but across the whole industry. So it's a treat. It fills me up, and I love empowering other women and seeing their success and watching them gain confidence in their business.
No, I mean, I love your niche. I've told you that a couple of times when we've talked, you know, as your publisher. And I find it interesting because so many people that are in direct sales businesses, I mean, here's a question for you. And do you mind sharing what your direct sales business is? Like, what did you cut your teeth on, you know, where you built your team and company? Can you share what, you know, what direct sales business you were in, if you don't mind?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I started with Osborne Books and More. So it's a children's publishing company, so kids' books. And that's really where I started. And I had an opportunity to work with Matilda Jane Clothing, so the cutest little clothing boutique for babies to ladies. We dress our girls from bows to toes, you could say. And they were looking to build up a presence here on the West Coast. And so I was invited to kind of take a look at their business. And I have a little girl myself, and she's kind of the best dressed girl in town. So I was able to, get started with them. But I love working across the entire industry with all different companies. I mean, it's really neat to see. I think sometimes we get stuck just learning from people within our team or people within our company, but being able to see what others are doing across the whole industry is a really powerful thing.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because so many direct sales businesses, they have so much training that goes on, but then you have the big events. I mean, where did you, for what you were doing, how did the story happen then that you went outside of direct, you know, the organization that you were actually representing and decided to do some of this training and the consulting with other types of direct sales businesses? Did you just like one morning wake up and do that, or did an opportunity kind of like hit you in the head and you said, hey, what am I doing? I'm going to go outside of my circle here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a networker by nature. So, you know, I've always had friends that have been in other companies and was always picking their brain about, hey, like, what's going on with your company? Are you doing this? Are you trying that? What's working for you? What's not working for you? So a lot of it just kind of came organically. But really, when I made the switch from Osborne over to Matilda Jane, I had this great training website and I had a lot of really great content, but it didn't make sense for it to be specific to one company. So at that point was really where I decided, okay, like this is, it's fairly generic. I mean, you're going to have product specific information. You're going to have a different comp plan in a different company, but the process in which you work your business from the very beginning all the way up to leading and scaling your business is really a very similar model, regardless of what product you're selling. So that's kind of where I expanded, you know, beyond just the company that I was working within.
I think that's great. I mean, every one of us as entrepreneurs wants to look for, you know, additional opportunities. And, you know, I mean, this is some of the things that I've seen with people that are in direct sales. And I'm curious what your kind of comments are. And then I want to get to more about the book. But, you know, when I see people in direct sales, I feel like, gosh, you know, there are times, Becky, when people kind of say the same thing. It's like there's no personality or individualism to them. It's just like they're tooting the company line. And I'm curious how or what you see with that and what you would maybe recommend to people that are listening who are direct sellers. I think it's unique and different what you're consulting and who you're consulting with.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you can see that a mile away, right? When somebody is copying and pasting the same message and using the same graphics online or, you know, kind of using that the same taglines, it's really obvious that they don't have their own brand within their larger company brand. And that's one thing that I really encourage my students to do is to create their own personal brand and put their own stamp of, you know, personality on it and really differentiate what they're doing from, you know, a lot of times there's thousands of other people selling the exact same product that they are. So if you want to be successful in this industry and if you really want to stand out from the crowd, I think it's so important that you create your own personal brand within the larger company brand. You know, your customers really connect with you as a person, and being able to really shine and stand out makes a big difference when somebody's deciding who to shop with.
And can you, with our listeners that might be in direct sales businesses, I mean, I think there's an audience that's listening to us, Becky, and we have an even international listeners, but, you know, if somebody's in a direct sales business, what would be a couple of suggestions you'd have for them to be able to kind of pull out their own personal brand? Because that's always been my biggest complaint. It's like, I mean, I get it that the product's wonderful, but I'm not buying. I mean, I get the product's great. That's a really big buy point. But most people buy based on who they like and trust. And how would you suggest someone goes about kind of making it their own personal brand along with the company they represent and products?
Yeah. Well, I think at the very fundamental level, you have to think about what makes yourself unique. And people have a hard time with that. But, you know, thinking about maybe three or five things that you do differently or different things that you want people to know. Like for me, it's I'm a mom and I love coffee and I love training and development and I'm a boutique owner. So really, you know, really being able to think about what those things are that are part of your personal brand. And making sure that in all of your communications that you're emphasizing those things and you're being really intentional about how you're sharing your business and how you're sharing your product with other people and putting it in kind of a lens where people can see it through your eyes. Because I think it's true, people do buy from people they know, like, and trust. So you could take that a step further and you could create your own logo and your own brand identity in your marketing materials. And you can co-brand that with your company's logo or, you know, putting your face on everything. This is one thing that people are so uncomfortable with, but people want to see you. They want to see that picture of you holding up your product and your kids being there alongside you as you're working your business. And they would love to see that a million times more than that corporate branded photo that you're probably being encouraged to share by your company. So
I love
so
well,
many ways
you
to really make it your own.
Yeah. I mean, do you find most companies actually now in direct sales that they like their distributors or their consultants to kind of go that route to really create more of their own brand? Or do they like the companies to kind of use the company line cards and all of that? Because I'm seeing more and more people do that. They're coming out with their own, you know, they might represent a number of different things, right? But it's an individual thing.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's the way forward. I can't say that all companies are encouraging people to do that at this point because they are holding tight to their brand and they, you know, they don't want it to dilute the brand that they've built as a corporation as well. But I think they're realizing more and more that, you know, it is important that your customers know you and they buy from you. And, yeah, really connecting it to your why and connecting it to your family and connecting it to why you're passionate about the products. I think that's really what sets you apart. So I think companies are coming around. I'm not quite sure they're there yet, but I think we're headed in that direction.
Trending forward, we'll say. That's really good. I like that. Let's talk a little bit about the book because –
Sure.
You know, what I love about your book, it is to the point, chock full of information. And this is where, you know, visually, it's like we definitely want our listeners to know about your book, Miss Amazon bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
But you did a different kind of book. And so I'm curious with you, can you just share at least, you know, with the book type of book you chose? You chose a tips book, which is one of our bestsellers. I have to share, you know, total disclosure, and just say that it, you know, for those people that maybe aren't book writers, right? They don't want to write, you know, the written word like they do. I mean, gosh darn it, there's so much great information in your book, and it's just packaged, I think, very nicely. But why did you choose a tips book over a regular book? Can you kind of share with our listeners as to why you went down that road? I'd love to hear. I don't even know that answer, so I'm going to be excited when I hear it.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it was a quick and easy solution. You know, I wrote this book thinking, okay, I have a ton of content. It's floating around in a million different places. How do I take it and put it into one cohesive format that's a quick read for people? So this book is really designed for somebody that is either just starting out in direct sales or looking for new out-of-the-box ideas of how to market and scale their business, or maybe even a leader growing a team. But, you know, we're all pretty busy ladies, and this is a quick read. So I love that you can get through the whole book in less than an hour. Or if you want to just read a tip a day and apply that to your business, you can do that. So it's very, very practical. It's bite-sized, small, you know, chunks of information, but organized in a way that I think takes people through the entire direct sales journey. So, so I kind of picked this book, one, for me. It just seemed very manageable and a great place to start as a first-time author. And I think my audience would want something very, very consumable and practical and easy to get through.
I love the terms that you use, bite size, organized well, one tip at a time. I mean, that is the whole idea, you know, for your book. I'm curious with you. I mean, this is one thing I always say to female authors, because one of the things that we see a lot, Becky, is people come and they're like, they want to produce the magic book. I mean, the book that's going to be the end all be all to everything they've ever done as a book. And it's got to have everything in it. It's, you know, I'm just curious with you. It's like, I'm going to think I know the answer here, but I'm assuming there are more books in you. And it's like, what was it like to have to pick and choose, you know, from the magic book, which has everything, to this one where maybe there's multiple books that come out of you? Was that kind of part of your decision making, or was that, did you come in thinking, no, this is one of many, and doing your book?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think as my knowledge grows and my experience grows, there probably will be other books in the future. But I mean, for me, this was a great starting point. It was something that, I could wrap my head around and I could get down on paper and get out quick. And for me and my audience, a lot of this is, okay, go check out the book. This is going to give you some really practical information to implement right away. And if you want to take it a step further, I have other stuff in store for you. So I have courses and I have templates, and there's other good information that I have available as well. So it's kind of just scratching the surface of everything else that's out there in direct sales. And I'd have to set aside like a lot more time if I was going to write the magic book. Let's be real.
But then I always say you never get the magic book done. So, I mean, I'm seeing a plethora of books and things, because you do training as well. And so share a little bit, if you can, just a little bit about the training that you do. So these are courses and curriculum that you've designed on your own. It's like, can you give us a little snapshot of all the things you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, if you're you know, flipping through the book, you'll see there's five sections in the book, from setting up your business to success, launching, marketing, serving your customers, and leading your team. And I have a companion course that goes along with each section of the book. So I'm super excited about these. These just launched in the last month. So they're brand new. I mean, they were so much fun to put together. But yeah, this is basically a course curriculum. You can get the bundle of all five courses that take you through the whole direct sales journey, from getting started to growing and scaling your team. So we have our course bundle, and then we have a couple other courses too. We have one on email marketing, so talking about how to connect with your customers and nurture your customers over a period of time with automated email marketing, with some really great tutorials on how to get started in that, and actually giving people the words to use so they can really fill in the blank and implement that right away. And then we also have a website course as well. And so, you know, as we talked about personal branding, really creating your own blog, your own website that you can put all of your information on, that really differentiates you from that kind of cookie cutter replicated company website that a lot of direct sales companies provide to their consultants. So yeah, we have a couple of great courses, and I have a free online community on Facebook. So a bunch of direct sellers, everyone shares ideas, and we provide practical tips there. So yeah, I just love training. It's in my nature, and it's so fun for me.
Very cool. Well, I mean, again, like I said, you've got your whole package, girl, so I love that. I do, I mean, for our listeners who are direct sellers, it's like, can you give us maybe like, you know, you feel or the, you know, top three things it's like a direct seller should do that maybe came from your book or a couple of tips that maybe are not in the book? What would you recommend are the top three things that most direct sellers, no pressure here, right? That, you know, most direct sellers need to keep in mind.
To narrow it down
exactly.
To three.
There you go. Smart girl. Go right back to the book, please. I love it.
Right. Well, I think exactly. You know, what we talked about around personal branding is so important. So, and that, I mean, that alone could be its own book. So personal branding and really standing out in a pretty crowded marketplace, I think is super important. One other tip that I guess I wouldn't, it's kind of within the book, but I think it's super important to diversify how you're reaching your customers. So I think in this day and age, mm-hmm. new direct sellers find themselves on Facebook. And, you know, we all love Facebook, and it's a great place to build communities. But it's a single platform that you're not in control of. So being able to diversify where you're showing up, whether it's, you know, in people's inboxes, emailing them, or you have a YouTube channel, or you're showing up at networking events in person, I think it's just really important that you're not reliant on just one platform. And then I guess the third, are we on number three? I think we're on number three here.
Yes, I think this is number three. You're good. That's good.
Would be, you know, I call this concept the modern direct seller. So being able to put systems in place to nurture relationships with your customers in the background while you're working to acquire new customers and ask people for sales is so, so important. So that's kind of a new term that I've created, but I think it's just, you know, I kind of joke and say, like, this ain't your mama's Tupperware party. Like, it's not, you're not in somebody's living room reaching three women at a time, but what systems can you put in place as a modern direct seller to be reaching people and connecting people all the time while you're not actively working your business? So those would be kind of the three areas that I would encourage people to focus in on to really take their business to the next level and kind of professionalize this industry, because sometimes it gets a bad rap.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, it does. But I think that's because of how the companies are training people to be a direct seller. I mean, I totally mm-hmm. embrace what you're doing. I mean, I'll share, my mom put me through college with Mary Kay. And, you know, yet it's like some of the people I know that are in some of these, I mean, not just Mary Kay, but other direct sales businesses, it's like they come on and you just kind of go, oh, wow, you got to find a new way, just like any entrepreneur. And I think what you're telling people is really awesome, because you're building a business just like anybody else. And your products mm-hmm. are a piece of not the end all be all or the company you represent, right? Because, mm-hmm. again, we come back to the core piece. So I love the stuff you're saying. You know, I mean, we only got a few minutes left, so I'm curious with you. It goes fast, right? If you had to do it over again, I'm really curious. Like, what would you share? What was there anything that was frustrating for you in doing your book? Was there something that you would do differently? I mean, a learning lesson maybe that you can share with other ones of our listeners who are thinking of doing a book? Like, what would you, or was it just a magic, perfect little ride for you to become an Amazon bestseller and published author? I'm curious, because there's always something we do differently.
You know, I think one thing that worked really well for me is that I did block out chunks of time to write the book. And I knew that I wasn't, you know, I've heard Bethany talk about this also, you know, some people can write, you know, a paragraph a day and have their book done in 2 months. And that wasn't for me. I kind of tried to do that a few times, but for me, what worked really well was blocking out long periods of time where I could just really get in the headspace of writing. And that's hard for me to really turn off everything else that's happening in the world and just focus in on writing. So, I kind of tried it both ways, but I think what I learned was having, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours at a time blocked off where I could just dive in and focus and kind of get into the groove of things and get on a roll really, really worked well for me. And if I had less than an hour, it just wasn't even worth it for me to pick up the book and start writing. Like, I just couldn't get into it unless I had a longer period of time. So that's what works really well for me. I'm sure that's a little bit of an individual preference. But I really had to, you know, I think I wrote a lot of it in a coffee shop too. I didn't write it from my home office. I was out of my space, out of my regular distractions, and I didn't have laundry that needed to be done on the, you know, piling up and my phone ringing.
But
and
my favorite is the little fingers that come under the door when you're trying to, you know, the little fingers of the kidlets going, mommy, mommy. It's like, not but I just, I laugh at that. You cannot get away when you're at home. That is really wise advice. I love that. We got just a few minutes left. This time goes fast. I'm curious, you know, what do you, obviously you're an Amazon bestseller. I keep saying that because I want you to own it and be proud of that. We're proud of you as your publisher. I would love for you to share, like, how do you see this book benefiting you, you know, as a businesswoman and as a woman owner and as someone who's, you know, a consultant and, kind of a consultant for others in building their team? Like, how do you see the book really benefiting you? How do you see using it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I'll kind of answer that in two ways. One is, you know, for a lot of my community, they don't have a few hundred dollars to drop on a course. They're just starting out in their direct sales business, and being able to get this information for $9.99 on Amazon is pretty amazing. So I just really see, or $2.99 if you're doing the Kindle version, right? So I love that I can take this information and put it together in a way that's really going to help another woman grow her business. For a very affordable amount, right? It's not thousands of dollars that you're investing in coaching and consulting and training. So that's kind of from a community perspective. But for me as a business owner and a course creator and an online marketer, I mean, I think being an Amazon best-selling author, there's a little bit of credibility there. So I love
not a little, a lot.
Added,
there's a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm adding author to my bio, and that's pretty huge. I think people are going to get this book in their hands and they're going to, you know, they're going to read through it and think, wow, like this is what I need to be doing. This is the what. Now take me a step further and let's dive in on the how. And that's really where the courses that I've created have come through. So it's a really great kind of introduction to what I do at a very, you know, a very affordable price, which is kind of awesome too. So it's been a wonderful journey, and I'm so excited for everyone to read the book and to really see kind of where it takes me from here, because I'm sure there's a million other things that are going to happen that, you know, come from the book that I don't even have my eyes on yet.
Well, this is so cool. Well, and I have to say happy Mother's Day yesterday. So it's like you're a young mommy. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And a busy
my
lady. I know we've got. Did you have a good day as a mommy's day?
They did. Yeah. Like once a week, I could do Mother's Day. You know, that would be a good goal.
There you go. I think it should be a weekly thing. I'm with you. I wish they'd do a great aunt day because I'm an aunt. It's like I don't have kids.
Oh,
but, you know, I'm like, God, somebody should, just so I could get a Hallmark card, right? Anyway. Segue, you are awesome. We have a link to your website that's on the radio show page.
Perfect.
But if people want to reach out to you directly, is the website the best way? How do you want people to connect with you? Email, phone, Instagram. I know you are a millennial, so girl, tell us how should people reach out to you if they want to get a hold of you for more information?
Sure. So the website with all of my training and resources is myconsultanttraining.com. And you can always email me at hello@myconsultanttraining.com. On Instagram, I am at Becky Launder. And I also have, YouTube. I have our Facebook community. There's plenty of ways to connect. I'm sure you can track me down.
I love it. You're amazing and wonderful. I'm going to ask you one final question. So there's a bit of pressure on it. But again, we want to tell everybody that you are an Amazon bestseller. I'm not going to ever get tired of that. The book is 52 Tips, Build a Thriving Direct Sales Business by Miss Becky Launder. And her website is myconsultanttraining.com. You are amazing, my dear. I'm going to ask you one final question and then we are done. But you know, when you think of the future, it's like where do you want to be in 5 years? Give us just a picture of your future and how your book or what you're hoping to do with Launder Enterprises. It's like, what are you looking to do in the next few years? I want you to wow us because I think you're thinking big.
Oh, my goodness. No pressure with the final question here, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God.
I do, and I love it.
I mean, I'm definitely a visionary, and you should see I have a huge whiteboard in my office of all of my goals for the next 3 months and for the next year. Like, I'm kind of a crazy person like that. But 5 years out, oh, my goodness. I mean, I hope that this book reaches thousands of people around the world. Yeah. I hope that, you know, I'm in a place where we have tons of students that are eating up our curriculum and our courses, and you know, my husband, he's an electrical engineer and he works beside me every single night. He does like all the finances, he does all the affiliate marketing and all the tech support in our business. And ultimately my goal is to retire him. I mean, that's a really big, bold goal because he's a pretty successful engineer.
Yeah.
But I would love to be in the spot with our family that if we want to pick up and go world school our kids around the country for a year, we could go do that. Or if we want to kind of drop everything and go on vacation, we're in a place to do that. So, 5 years from now, gosh, I'll have a 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, which is kind of crazy as well.
That is
I'll
crazy.
I'll probably be going
and
to baseball games
oh my
every
God.
Weekend. Let's be real.
And you're going to need a new bag now so you have some of those books with you everywhere you go, right?
Right? Sure thing. I know. I think I might have to get
exactly.
something printed that says Amazon bestseller books in this bag.
There you go, girl. And we're going to have a little button on there in the future for you stuff. So, Becky, you're amazing. You're
it.
Wonderful.
Thank
you. You've been a lovely leading
such a
lady.
Treat to be
thank
on
you
here.
For. Well, thank you for being a part of our author world and also part of Women Lead Publishing. And at the same time, oh my gosh, we wish you the best of success. And we want to be part of your journey to our listeners. This was an amazing leading lady today. So I hope you'll reach out, you know, buy her book. And you, for all of our listeners, know that we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m., every Friday at 2 p.m. for Women Lead Radio. And one of the things I always say, it's like I hope all of our mommies had a wonderful Mother's Day this last weekend, but to all of us as women, you know, I challenge each of us to be just more supportive of one another to help each other advance. And with that, we'll see you on the next radio show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.